5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Ukraine launched a massive attack inside of Russia today, taking out an estimated 40 to 50% of Russian bombers over inside of Russia. All of this was done using these. It looks like the drones were launched out of the back of flatbed trucks carrying containers that were actually assembled over inside of Russia. There's different reports on where they could or could not have been assembled at. Ukrainian SBU actually ended up stating that this operation was a year and a half in the making. This is a massive blow to Russia. Again, we have four separate air bases confirmed to have been attacked with, get this, two additional ones, it looks like, that could have been attacked as well. So that means that not only do we have four air bases confirmed attacked, it looks like an additional air base and a naval base up in the Arctic Circle as well. All of this is following two bridge collapses overnight over inside of Russia, some of them in the similar vicinity of where all of this took place. Now, it is possible that those bridge collapses could be unrelated, or they could have been shaping operations leading up to this event to further disrupt Russian supply lines and ability to respond. Here we have some footage that the SBU ended up releasing of the drone attacks taking place at some of these locations. You can see the extent of damage that's actually out at the airfield. We've got footage coming up for you from a Russian soldier that's actually sitting, I believe, on this particular airfield, showing the destruction while the drones are still coming in. He's just sitting back like, well, what can I do? But this video footage that they ended up releasing, man, it is something like I don't think I've ever seen this before. And I remember the first time in warfare that I particularly remember drones being used, and it was actually done by the Taliban over inside of Afghanistan. The first time that they actually loaded explosives onto a drone and flew it up and into a U.S. military compound. I believe that was actually back in like 2011 or 2012, if I remember right. And now, just, you know, a little over a decade later, it's amazing to see where this technology has actually evolved to. You can literally start counting the number of aircraft that ended up getting destroyed in the field. Now, it is said that over 50 Russian bombers have been destroyed. I'll say that again, over 50 Russian bombers have been destroyed. Now, to give you an idea on how massive of a scale that is, Russia, the three types of bombers that ended up getting hit, okay, we have the Tu-95MS. Russia currently operates 47. The Tu-22M3, Russia currently operates 60. And the Tu-160, they currently operate 17. Now, of the Tu-95s, I saw reports that over 25 of those have actually been destroyed. So it looks like that's one that Ukraine went after in particular. And they've been operating that particular aircraft since 1947. Holy freaking crap. So you're talking about a massive amount of that aircraft. And when you take into account that not all of those airplanes that Russia had, you know, had purchased, built, etc., and you take into the account of the actual operational aircraft, that's where we start pushing that number above 50% of Russia's strategic bombers that Ukraine ended up taking out in this strike. Now, Russia ended up answering back today and calling this attack, no BS, a terrorist attack using FPV drones against airfields in Murmansk, Irkutsk, Ivanovo, Rozhestvensky, and Amur regions. I know I probably screwed up the pronunciation of those names, and as a Russian speaker, I could seriously care less. So if you're going to comment about it, have at it. I don't care. It's said that an emergency meeting has been called at the Kremlin, and they have agreed to use the Oreshnik missiles in response. Now, people are stating that Russia might respond using a nuclear attack on Ukraine, stating that this ends up meeting that threshold. That is yet to be determined. But taking a look at some of this footage that's coming out of Russia right now, it is actually kind of believable that they may be that pissed off. Here you're looking at one of the airfields from a distance. This is some of the latest footage that ended up coming out of there to show you kind of like the destruction of where it goes. So you picture they pull up these flatbed trucks, open up the back of them, launch all these freaking drones, and they just go over and start smashing aircraft on all of these different airfields. Here you've got one of the Ukrainian FPV drones actually zeroing in on one of the bombers, going over to take a look at it. And you can see how they just kind of like slowly hover over that sucker and then really nice like go up over those wings where most of that fueling is stored to make sure that that sucker ends up getting destroyed. So these guys weren't even under, like, Russia had no idea this crap was coming. Aerial defense systems are rendered pretty much useless, which is what makes this so genius. Now, one of these attacks ended up being over 4,000 kilometers deep into Russia. You can't make this crap up. Over 4,000 kilometers deep into, I'll say it again, 4,000 kilometers deep over into Russia. And that would be the Balaya Air Base, okay, right down over here in Mongolia. When you put this up on the map and you look at where these different locations are at, for those of you that are unfamiliar with the area, you see these two sites that are like right here. Down and to the left, this country right here would be Ukraine. So that is a massive strike to take place all the way over there. Now, given the fact that these trucks were inside of Russia, that means that a lot of this equipment was likely either smuggled or purchased in country and that they were over there building it for years. That is insane. That is one hell of an intelligence operation that Ukraine just pulled off. So what did these drones look like? Well, they look like this. All right. And the SBU did end up releasing some photos and videos of those drones. And this is kind of what they look like stacked in the back of the trucks. All right. And you're going to see videos here in a little bit where it looks like the roofs of these suckers just literally kind of like popped off the top. And then all the drones started launching out the back of them, which is really freaking cool. You're also going to see a video coming up in a minute that has Russians that are like jumping up on the back of the trucks, trying to swat these drones down and keep them from going. And like I said, at the end, it looks like these trucks ended up self-destructing before or either immediately following that the attack was finished. Now, this is a similar drone that ended up getting used as a Ukrainian that came out and said, hey, if you're curious what it looks like, well, I'll let him speak for himself. But I don't believe that these were the exact drones that were used, as you just saw in the previous videos. Looks like they actually affixed a little bit of explosive down on the bottom as opposed from an RPG warhead. But what you're going to see is, I don't know, I'll let him do the talking.
So a lot of you are wondering what has just hit 4 Russian air bases. Firstly, this is the best day of my life. Secondly, they look like this. Big boy drones, 13 or 15 inch kamikaze drones plowing into every single one of these Russian strategic bombers. Duzhebe, leki dziakuyu to everyone that donates to Frontline Kit.
Now, I like this video just because it gives you a reference for how big these actually are. I know a lot of you guys that are unfamiliar with warfare, drone warfare, etc., might not have a good reference point, but I think this video right here of this guy holding up this FPV drone gives you a pretty dang good idea for what that actually looks like. And the sheer fact that the SBU was able to obtain video footage of these strikes as they were taking place gives you an idea for the level of sophistication that actually went into them. Again, here's a look at the airfield, all right, of some of these FPV drones coming in after the aircraft got struck. It is not surprising that it would likely take multiple of these drones to ensure full destruction of the aircraft. Some of them likely only took one or two. Some of them might have taken a little bit more. Check this out. That is cool. That right there. This is freaking huge, ladies and gentlemen. You are talking about a massive blow to the Russian military. You are literally watching history in the making. Some people are actually calling this the Russian the Russian Pearl Harbor. That's what people are coming out to like dime this to. And you better believe that Russians, here we go, here's the drones launching again. You better believe that the Russians are going to be coming out in full strength and using this as a very good excuse. They've been looking for one to like open up with bigger weapons on the front line. And it wouldn't surprise me if they end up using this as an excuse to either use chemical, biological, or nuclear attacks on Ukraine. Now, it has been proven in the past that Russia has used chemical weapons on the front line in Ukraine, although the chemical weapons that have been reportedly used have been tear gas. So this right here is still a violation, okay, but it's not nearly as big, say, of them using an actual like blister agent or a choking agent, something of that nature over on the front line. So we might see something like that come out, or we could see them open it up to another level using nuclear strikes because of this. And again, here is some footage coming at you just of these air bases on the horizon. I mean, the amount of freaking destruction that's being taken place is huge. And again, these trucks end up pulling over. So you can picture these flatbed trucks pull up, sit there, launch these drones out to go over and schwack these freaking aircraft. First two videos that I'm gonna put up on your screen are gonna come out of the Olina Air Base. All right, that is where they are said to be coming out of. And then the next two videos that I'm gonna put up on your screen are gonna come out of the Balea Air Base, all the way down over there in the south, which again is over 4,000 kilometers from Ukraine. So here is the first image. Again, this is coming out of northwestern Russia, all the way up there in the Arctic Circle. You can see the like massive explosion that's actually taking place there. You can see the smoke cloud coming up over off the freaking horizon. Next ones, these are coming out of the south. So that's where those ones took place, down there in Belaya. And boom, here you go. Driving past Belaya, you can see just the amount of destruction that is taking place on that airfield. Again, right now, estimates are putting this at over 40 aircraft as we speak. I've seen some upwards of 50 aircraft. This is a still image that you're going to see coming out of the airbase. I told you that the Russian soldier was literally sitting there filming this as it was happening. I don't really care to hear him speaking pig Latin, but I mean, this is his like POV of where he was sitting as all of these dang drones were coming out. I mean, this is insane to me. Shush. Nobody wants to hear you speak that crap. All right. So there you go. Take a look at that. Pretty freaking wild that like they're just sitting there and they have to just literally sit there and soak this crap up. Now, I told you that reports afterwards were coming in just showing that these trucks were self-destructing, that people were jumping on them. That's what you're about to look at right here. This is following the launch of those drones. You can see people literally walking up to the truck and then boom. All right. So this to me, I believe, is going to be like self-destruct of these vehicles. It would make no surprise to me that the SBU would have that rigged into these trucks. That would be pretty freaking standard. So unfortunately, those people inside of that truck might have lost their lives, but it just is what it is. Here you go again, just driving past another truck being set on fire. All right, you can see the flatbeds. Now, interesting enough, some of these rigs, you can actually see that these flatbeds ended up dropping them off and moving away from them, indicating that the drivers actually knew what the hell was coming and that they needed to get away from those trucks. Now, one of these drivers has actually been captured, at least one that I could see had been captured by Russian police, and it looks like they strangled him to death following the incident. So just got to throw that out there. So those truck drivers knew, for the most part, what they were getting into. I have absolutely no doubt about that. Here's Russians climbing onto the trucks and trying to swat the drones down as they're like flying out. And again, not exactly the best freaking move. You can see here, you've got like roofs that ended up getting like ripped off the top of these things. Some of them to me looks like in some of these photos, like the roofs almost kind of like popped off the top and exposed all of the drones to start launching at will while they were over there doing it. There you got the guys on top of the trucks trying to take care of it. You can see the airfield and everything else. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty gnarly situation and there's just people just jumping up there trying to take care of it. That's not advised, man. I don't know how else to tell you this, but that is not something you would catch Matt doing. Absolutely not. That just looks like a freaking death sentence to me. Nope. But good on him, man. I mean, you got to give it to him. At least the Russians are trying to like defend their own freaking territory. Would I do it? No. Are they doing it? Yeah. Now, again, I am hearing people say, I gotta mute this crap. Again, I'm hearing people state that these trucks didn't make it to their destination and that they were exploding, that what seems to be like the Russian propagandists that are like spewing this crap out. These trucks exploded before reaching their destination. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe this to be self-destruction. Again, you can see them cooking off and catching fire afterwards. And that's just basically to minimize the operational footprint, to give Russia as little as humanly possible to go off of following this attack, because you've got a bunch of people, intelligence assets that are over inside of Russia right now. They're going to try to get the hell out of Dodge after this operation ends up kicking off. Undoubtedly, a lot of them have already been caught, unfortunately. But also, prior to something like this taking place, they're going to have those individuals that actually conducted this attack exfil the country to the best of their ability before it actually pops off. This is the attack that I told you about on the naval base that's taking place. There's only this one video that's came out so far. Allegedly, some of their nuclear-powered submarines are being stored there. People are theorizing that maybe some of these FPV drones actually ended up taking out some nuclear-powered submarines of Russia, which would be even bigger as well. So if we ended up taking out nuclear subs inside Russia, along with 50% of their operational strategic bombers, that would be massive. All of this information has yet to come out, but I'm sure we're going to hear about it here by the end of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me for this quick episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I will be keeping you guys informed as the situation develops. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.